Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. My Seditious Heart Collected Nonfiction gathers Arundhati Roy's major essays and public interventions across several decades, presenting her as both a celebrated literary voice and a relentless political critic. Known internationally for her fiction, Roy has also become a prominent commentator on the moral costs of power, the aftermath of colonialism, and the everyday realities behind official narratives. This collection brings together writing that ranges from sharp reportage and historical reflection to polemical argument. Often centered on modern India but continuously connected to global struggles over war, inequality, nationalism, and corporate influence. Rather than offering a single linear story, the book reads like a map of recurring conflicts and unresolved questions, showing how policies and headlines translate into lived experience. Roy's central preoccupation is the relationship between democracy and dissent, who gets heard, who is erased, and what it means to speak when the stakes are high. The result is a demanding, urgent volume that asks readers to reconsider what they think they know. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dissent as a democratic duty. A core thread in the collection is Roy's insistence that dissent is not a decorative feature of democracy, but one of its essential operating principles. Across her nonfiction, she treats public argument as a moral responsibility, especially when state power, majoritarian sentiment, or corporate interests narrow the space for criticism. The essays explore how dissent is frequently recast as disloyalty, how legal and cultural pressure can make self-censorship feel like common sense, and how the language of national security can be used to deflect scrutiny. Roy also probes the emotional and social costs of speaking out, the isolation of being labeled a troublemaker, the simplifications imposed by media controversy, and the way complex positions are flattened into slogans. At the same time, she argues for the necessity of persistence, suggesting that democracies decline not only through overt repression, but also through normalized silence. The book encourages readers to ask practical questions about power. Who defines patriotism? Who benefits from consensus? And what institutions protect vulnerable voices? Roy's essays invite an expanded view of citizenship that includes informed refusal, public questioning, and solidarity with those pushed to the margins. Secondly, nationalism, majoritarianism, and the politics of belonging. Roy repeatedly returns to the problem of belonging in a nation where identity can become a weapon. Her nonfiction examines how nationalism can harden into majoritarianism, turning difference into suspicion and reducing citizenship to conformity. The essays unpack the social mechanics behind this shift, the mobilization of historical grievance, the strategic use of religious symbolism, and the framing of minorities and dissenters as internal enemies. Roy also considers how culture and education shape political imagination, warning that public memory can be curated to produce obedience rather than understanding. This theme is not treated as an abstract debate, but as a lived reality, influencing everything from speech and protest to law enforcement and communal violence. Roy's approach emphasizes the gap between constitutional ideals and social practice, highlighting how formal rights can be undermined by fear, stigma, and selective application of justice. Readers are pushed to examine the stories nations tell about themselves and to notice who is excluded from those narratives. By linking identity politics to institutions and media ecosystems, Roy shows how belonging can be engineered and how fragile pluralism becomes when the public sphere is disciplined into a single voice. Thirdly, war, empire, and the global circulation of violence. Beyond India, the collection situates contemporary conflicts within a broader critique of militarism and imperial power. Roy connects distant theaters of war to shared political logics, the normalization of permanent conflict, the fusion of defense priorities with economic interests, and the storytelling techniques that make violence appear necessary or inevitable. The essays analyze how humanitarian language can be used to sell intervention, how media framing can shrink empathy, and how civilian suffering is often treated as an accounting error rather than a central moral fact. Roy is particularly attentive to the way empire operates through networks rather than single events, shaping diplomacy, corporate access, and domestic politics. She also emphasizes how war returns home, not only through budgets and surveillance, but through a public culture trained to exceptional measures. By tracing links between global power and local consequences, Roy invites readers to see patterns that are otherwise obscured by national borders. The theme ultimately challenges the reader to reconsider what safety means, whether security built on domination is stable, and how the costs of militarism are distributed across class, geography, and political vulnerability. Fourthly, development, displacement, and the price paid by the poor. A major focus of Roy's nonfiction is the tension between celebrated development projects and the displacement they often produce. She interrogates the rhetoric of progress by asking who bears its costs, especially in cases where land, rivers, forests, and urban space are reorganized to benefit powerful interests. the essays examine how large-scale infrastructure and resource extraction can be framed as national advancement while pushing marginalized communities into precarity, erasing local livelihoods, and weakening traditional rights. Roy pays close attention to the bureaucratic language that sanitizes these outcomes, where compensation and rehabilitation are treated as technical matters rather than questions of justice. She also highlights the political structures that allow displacement to recur, weak accountability, uneven access to courts, and the tendency to criminalize protest when communities resist. This topic is not simply anti-growth, it is a demand for honest accounting and democratic consent. Roy asks readers to treat the poor not as obstacles to modernization, but as citizens whose interests should shape policy. The essays encourage a more rigorous definition of development, one that includes ecological sustainability, cultural survival, and the right to remain rooted in place. Lastly, The Writer as Witness and the Ethics of Public Speech, My Seditious Heart also functions as a sustained reflection on what it means to write politically in a polarized era. Roy presents the writer not as a neutral observer, but as a participant who must choose what to emphasize, what to challenge, and how to speak without simplifying reality into propaganda. The essays demonstrate a style that blends reportage, historical context, and moral argument, often aiming to make invisible lives visible and to expose the interests behind official narratives. This approach raises ethical questions: how to represent suffering without exploiting it, how to use prominence responsibly, and how to remain precise while writing with urgency. Roy also reveals the hazards of public speech, including misrepresentation, backlash, and the pressure to perform a fixed identity in the public arena. For readers, this theme provides a framework for evaluating political writing itself. It encourages attention to evidence, power relations, and language choices, while also acknowledging that writing can be a form of solidarity. The collection suggests that words do not merely describe politics, they can shape what people believe is possible, acceptable, or worth fighting for. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a rigorous, argumentative view of contemporary politics, especially those interested in India, post-colonial realities, and the global consequences of militarism and corporate power. It will appeal to students, journalists, activists, and general readers who are willing to engage with challenging perspectives and who value essays that connect policy decisions to human lives. The benefit of reading Roy's collected nonfiction lies in its ability to sharpen moral and analytical attention. It pushes readers to question comforting narratives, recognize how language can conceal violence, and see how democracy depends on protecting disagreement rather than punishing it. Compared to many political essay collections that focus narrowly on a single issue or rely on detached commentary, this volume stands out for its sustained ethical urgency and its wide scope, linking local struggles to global systems. It also offers the advantage of continuity by reading essays across years. You can track recurring patterns and evolving arguments instead of consuming isolated reactions to events. For buyers choosing among political nonfiction, this collection offers density, breadth, and a distinctive voice that rewards slow, serious reading. If you would like to support Arunhati Roy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.